USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to deliver a speech regarding the formation of a Space Force. Congressman Louis Gohmert has one thing we need to remember regarding Space Force.
We can't afford to allow corporations to control space. That has got to be controlled by government, because whoever controls space can control planet Earth.
Today, Republican Congressman Chris Collins was arrested and charged with insider trading related to a biotechnology company. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeff Berman, lays out the specifics.
As alleged in the indictment, Congressman Collins cheated our markets and our justice system in two ways. First, he tipped his son to confidential corporate information, and then he lied about it to law enforcement to cover it up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Police found a stockpile of ammunition and books on how to design bombs in the home of the man accused of threatening lawmakers, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. For the first time, Scalise spoke out about the threat on Fox News.
I first want to thank, once again, our United States Capitol Police. They were very quick to act when my office received this threat. Hopefully he gets a serious sentence, because you can't allow this kind of threats and violence against people based on their political views.
NFL Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown came out and said recently that if he were playing today, he would stand for the national anthem. NFL Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy was on Fox and Friends this morning. He was asked if he'd stand for the national anthem.
I would stand, because I personally think that's the way to go. But I know my dad was in the service. He was in the military. That's why he fought. That's why he enlisted in World War II, to give us the choice, the freedom of choice, to do what we think is best.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
2018 is the 10-year anniversary of the 2008 financial crisis, which many Americans and even folks across the world are still feeling the effects of today. Professor Adam Toes is author of a new book titled Crashed: How a Decade of Financial Crises Changed the World. He joined me earlier, and the first question I asked him was how the financial crisis in 2008 has changed the world.
But I think you could look at three things. So in the U.S., I think one would have to say that the longest-lasting effects have been political. The American economy has come back. There is still damage, still scarring, if you like. But it's really in the political arena that we see the upheaval. In Europe, the economic effects have been much more profound. And it is the institutional structure of the EU, of the Eurozone itself, that's really being thrown into question. And then lastly, I think if you pan back to the global sphere, you can't look past China and the roaring growth of the Chinese economy, with which China powered through the crisis of 08 on an enormous credit-fueled stimulus package, the likes of which the world has never seen before. And the questions in the present are, can they come off that high? Will Beijing be able to organize a soft landing?
A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone survey, an online poll, found that 50% of likely U.S. voters now believe the improving economy is due to President Trump over President Obama, while 40% believe it was President Obama's policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.